Okay, today's daf is Ksubis Daf Ches. We are on Zayin Amud Beis. We are in the jam-packed sugya of the brachas that one says related to marriage. We spoke yesterday about the brachas, Sheva brachas. We didn't do everything, but we spoke about the chiyuv and how many days, and it depends if it's the first marriage or the second marriage. Is the chiyuv on the tzibur? Is the chiyuv on the tzibur there at the time of benching? The tzibur at the time of the seuda? All the different deos that we discussed. Then at the end of the daf on Zayin Amud Beis came up the sugya Birchas Eirusin. What bracha did we say at the time of Eirusin? So the Gemara quoted it almost exactly what we say. V'sivana l'arayos, v'asalana sarusos, etc. A couple of points on the bracha. First, the major question, which is discussed by many, and that is, what type of bracha is this? Well, the first question is, what are you doing? So that the first second question is going to have ramifications for the first question, meaning, are we doing a mitzvah when we perform marriage? And then, if it's a mitzvah, then there's a possibility that this bracha is a birchas mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, then it's not going to be a birchas mitzvah. That's for sure. So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh and other Rishonim. The Rambam's famous shita is getting married is a mitzvah, and based on that, Kiddushin, Birchas Eirusin, is a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam writes that in a few places, but the Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, V'likuchin Eilu, Mitzvahs Aseh Shel Torahim. This Likuchin, Kesav Shtar Abiyah, Kiddushin, marriage itself is a mitzvah. Everybody agrees that Puravu is a mitzvah. But what about just getting married? Is that itself a mitzvah? The Rambam says, yes. U'becha Mishlosh Advar Moisha Niknes, and in one of three ways. And the Rambam continues, discussing the mitzvah of marriage, and then later on he says in Perek Gimel, and then at the end of Perek Gimel he says Kol Makadosh Isha Beinai De'atzvo Beinai De'shliach Tzarech Levarech Kodem Akidushin Hu Oshlucho V'Yacharach Makadosh. He has to make brachas Kederech Shemavarechin Kodem Kol Mitzvos. Just like you make a bracha before every mitzvah, you make a bracha before marriage. Right? This bracha V'Tzivan Al Arayos V'im Kidesh V'Lo Birech Lo Yevarech Achar Akidushin. If I got married and I didn't make the bracha, I don't make the bracha afterwards. Why? Shezu bracha levatala. Ma shenase kfar nase. What's done is done, right? The Rama paskins that if the mitzvah is finished, so then we don't make a new bracha anymore, because that's over lasiyasan is ma'akev. Maybe if I'm still doing the mitzvah, right, so then I could still make the bracha. Let's say I forgot to make the bracha before I shook a lulav, but I'm still holding the lulav, so I'm still doing the mitzvah, so I can still make the bracha. If I'm still wearing the talis, if I'm still wearing the tefillin, I can make the bracha. I didn't get the full measure of kodem or over lasiyasa, but I'm still doing it. But once I'm finished, so then I no longer could do it. Somebody once came to Rav Chaim, and Rav Zevin quotes this, Anisa Meshitos. Somebody once came to Rav Chaim and was told him a chiddush that marriage is really something that doesn't happen once in your life, but it happens every single second of the marriage. He's said there's a new chalos ishus, and he comes up, and Reb Chaim didn't like it. He thought that he was taking his method a little too far, but he was like really trying to prove it and say every second. So Reb Chaim says to him, "Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov." Every second he's getting married again, right? So he says, but he's just trying to emphasize to him that you can't take the brisker derech and say whatever you want with it, right? Has to be grounded in the sources. Either way, that's the shita of the Rambam that getting married is a mitzvah. And this bracha is a bircha the mitzvah.
Why does the Masada Kedushin make the bracha?
So why does the Masada Kedushin make the bracha? He is the shliach. So shalo levayish mi she'ena yodea. There are some chasanim that don't know the bracha, that wouldn't be able to pronounce the bracha. So he is the shliach, according to the Rambam, of the chasan, and maybe the kala. Right? Is it a mitzvah only on the man? Mitzvah puravu is only on the man. What about marriage? Is it on the man? On both of them? Either way, he's the shliach. That's the shita of the Rambam. Who argues? The Rush. The Rush right here. This Rush is oft quoted. The Rush in Perek Aleph, Simin Yud Aleph, right here in the beginning of Ksubis. The Rush says, what's he bothered by? What tips him off that this is not a Berchas HaMitzvah? The Lashon, the Nusach. We know what a Berchas HaMitzvah sounds like. Asher Kedushan HaBizot V'Sivanu Lisa Es Aisha. L'kadosh es ha'isha. That would be a berchas ha-mitzvah. This doesn't sound like a berchas ha-mitzvah. Says the Rashi, you know why? Because it's not a berchas ha-mitzvah, because you're not doing a mitzvah. That's the sheet of the Rosh. On the other extreme, the Rosh says, "Venir li ki bracha zu eina bracha lasiyas hamitzvah ki pirya verivya haynu kiyam hamitzvah. Pruvu is a kiyam hamitzvah, and ve'im lokach pilegesh ve'kiyam pirya verivya eina mechuyav lekadesh isha." Whoa. Right, not for us now, but the sugya pilakshus. If somebody takes a pilagesh and has a baby, has a boy and a girl, so then he's yotze the mitzvah puravu, even without doing kiddushin. Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. It is a hechsher mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah itself, and therefore this bracha is not a birchas mitzvah. Ubracha zu niskana lase shevach la'kadosh baruchu. Asher kadoshanu b'mitzvosav ve'evdilanu min ha'amim v'tzivanu l'kadosh isha hamuteres lanu v'lo achas min ha'arayos. Right, the Rosh says this is a Berachas Shevach V'Hodah. And that's it. And it's Shevach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving us the institution of marriage, and which is a unique institution amongst Am Yisrael. So thank you very much. Berachas Shevach V'Hodah. And therefore, according to the Rosh, the Mesadik Kedushin makes it, because really anybody can make this Bracha. Right? It's not Dafka, the Chasar, the Kala. Whoever's there has a Chiyuv to be Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu when one is involved in this act, which is a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Where does the Rambam get it from? Why does he say it's a mitzvah? If what drives the Rambam if it's such an unusual type of bracha? So again, there's a lot of evidence on both sides. The first Amud in the second Perek in Kiddushin writes the principle of mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho by two halachas, two mitzvos, marriage and kavod Shabbos. So the Lashon there is mitzvah bo. So maybe that tips off the Rambam. But on the other hand, the other example is kavod Shabbos. Is kavod Shabbos a mitzvah? Or is kavod Shabbos a hechsher mitzvah? For Zachar's Yom Shabbos Lakacho. So again, that itself is an important discussion. But this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether marriage is a mitzvah, and a ramification of that is whether the bracha here is a birchas hamitzvah. The Ritva has a middle Lashon. The Mitzvah, Ashita. The Ritva says, it is a mitzvah. Marriage, but it's not a berachas mitzvah. He tries to have both. There's a lot of evidence that it's a mitzvah. So, okay, it's a mitzvah. But it's not a berachas mitzvah. Look at it. Then you have to ask, why didn't Chazal institute a normal berachas mitzvah here? Okay, that's a good question. There are various times that Chazal don't institute brachos, and each time one has to analyze and research why that is. But that is also a possibility that it can be a mitzvah, but it is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. That is the language of some of the Chachmei Sfarad, including the Ritva. So, issue number one. Issue number two, some of the Lashonos in this bracha are important. First of all, let's start with the end. The end. Baruch Adah Hashem, Akadosh Yisrael, Echupa V'Kiddushin. Little out of order. Alide kiddushin v'chupa. Chupa comes after kiddushin. Why do we end this bracha of chupa v'kiddushin? So the Ritva says it's chupa sha'al yidei kiddushin. So he gets out of the problem. It's chupa with a prior kiddushin. Okay, but why did they say it that way? Why does it say chupa v'kiddushin in that out of that order? So the Shiva Kubetzis discusses this, but Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggested that maybe it's going in the historical order. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus that originally, before Maibad Har Sinai, we didn't have Kiddushin. Right? We just had what we would call Chuppah. That's the Rambam. The beginning of Hilchas Ishus, one of the few places in Mishnah Torah where he discusses history, because he obviously thinks it has a halachic significance. Kodem Matan Torah, Haya Adam Pogea Isha Bashuk, Imratza Huvihi Lisa Osa, if they wanted to get married, note Nisuin, Machnisa Labeso, Uboala, Beino Levenatsmo, Vitiya Lola Isha, Nisuin. Once the Torah was given, no, you have to create the context first. First you have to do Kiddushin, and then do Nisuin. But which came first historically? Chuppah. So maybe that's why the bracha says, Ayidei Chuppah v'Kiddushin, right? Chuppah first, and then Kiddushin. That's on the last line of the bracha. But the earlier part of the bracha, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago in Yevamos, I think, we say, Va'asar lanu esho arusos. Asar lanu, Hashem asu the arusos on us? So Rashi says that, and Rov Rishonim say, this is an Isidur Rabbanan. Right? The fact, an Arus and Arusa, after a man is Bekadish a woman, he's still Asur to live with that woman. Separate from the Isser of not having a Ksuba, but just the Isser and Arus itself. So Rov Rishonim assume, Rashi is in one word, Vaslados Arusos, Midur Rabbanan. He's Rabbanan. That's the Pashtus. She Gozrel Yichud Shopnuya V'Yafal Rusa Lo Itiru Ashe Tikanis L'Chupa Ubi Bracha. Like he quotes Rashi, quotes the Yerushalmi. Kala B'Lo Bracha Asur L'Bayla Kenida. Before Sheva Brachas, they're not allowed to live together. That's Pashtus and Issa Rabbanan. But the Shita Yishana in the Shita Mukubetzes has the other possibility. He says it could be Osanos Arusos Midichsiv Chupa Be'Oraisa. Wow. Could be that the Isser of Aris to an Arusa is an Isser Daraisa. What do you mean Daraisa? What did he do? He was Aser beforehand. He made it worse when she was a Pnuya. Maybe there was an Isser Daraisa, except Nida. But now he made it worse. So the Hashkafa behind that is that, yeah, maybe that's the point. Create distance before you create Kiruv. That's what the Torah demands. You have to designation, but it's still creating a distance. It's going in the opposite direction. V'havile ka'arusas acher ligabe. V'yasirale k'dine shazish. Right? She's also b'shamei shazish, even though she's my shazish. But she's also b'shamei shazish. Also lanas arusos. And that is the lashon of the Shitim Yishana in this regard. One final point. Again, as you see, it's another chock full day. The Reb Yosef Engel quotes a... an achron, and he has trouble. He says, his question is, Madua, he says, why don't we say Shechianu by a marriage? So why don't we say Shechianu? We're going to get to this a little bit later about Brismila and Pidyon HaBen. That's going to come up on today's daf. But he says, V'nira be'enai, Madua imavarchin zmana nisua isha, kamo akana kelim chadashim. Right? If you buy something new, if you move into something new, you can make a Shechianu. So why not? You get a new wife. So he quotes the Rokeach, Lefisha nisuin ba'asara in mevarchin zman al davar shu ba'sifas am. Okay, Rokeach says, you don't make shechianos on public ceremonies. Only a personal private mitzvos. Okay, to figure out why that is. But then he quotes from the Tshuvos Halachos Ketanos. Nimsa bekisvei ri boton. Shehanos e'isha yachol omar shechianu. Ukishashalu espi arav or shraga. When they asked this Rav in the Tshuvos Halachos Ketanos, Amar, Hoya Lohem Lishol Im Yomar Dayon HaEmes. Akam Lashono. So it says the Gileoni Ashas. What does that mean? He says, V'kihechi d'v'levin dvar of derech b'dichusa levad, so that we don't just say he's making a joke, right? That what do you say, Shech Yano, when you get married, say Dayon HaEmes. Right? Obviously, what does that mean? So he says, what do you explain? What is he talking about? So he says, Tzarech Lomar Kavanaso, the kivan de zacha ezer lo zacha kenegdo umiyomar reik libi zachisi v'ubisafek matza omotza. Right, you're davening that this is a wonderful marriage. Halavai be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to be ezers till have to have 90 anniversaries together. Right, halavai, but you know who knows? We're davening. It's a binyan adayad, but binyan is a verb. It's not a noun. It's in process. So he says maybe that's what he just meant by saying, who says you should say Shechianu now? But then you have a problem. What? Who says you should say Shechianu by a bris mila? Who says you should say Shechianu by anything? I'm going to say Shechianu on Sukkis, and maybe I'm not going to be mekayim all the mitzvahs properly. But he says maybe that's the pshat of this Or Shraga that is listed there. Not an Or Shraga to mention at Sheva Brachas. Okay. Again, there's a lot more here, but let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Mivarchin, second to last line. Mivarchin Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva. Person should say Sheva Brachas, Birchas Chasanim, with 10, with a minion, all 7 days of Sheva Brachas. Remember, if one of them has not been married yet. Amar of Yehuda, V'hu Sheba'u Panim Chadashos. There it is, the principle of Panim Chadashos, as long as there are new faces there. What are new faces? What is the definition of a new face? Rashi, Panim Chadashos, Bechol Yom, Shelo Hayu Sham Esmol. Wasn't there yesterday. Really? If somebody was at the Sheva Brachas day 1 and 2, just not day 3, they could be Panim Chadashos on day 4. Right, Rashi sounds like they weren't there yesterday. That's all. That's the Lashon. If you look in the Rush says if they weren't there, Bishas Su'uda. What if somebody came for the Chuppah? What if somebody comes to the wedding for the chuppah, and then they have to leave? They have another simcha. Could they be panim chadashos later in the week? If they weren't at the suda, it's according to the Rush, yes, has to do with the suda. The Rambam says, if they weren't there, b'shas brachos. Just the opposite. What if they came late, and they only were there at the suda, and they weren't there at the chuppah? Right? Could they be, well, they're going to have, let's say, they didn't stay till the end either. They didn't stay for the Sheva Brachas. So the different diukim in the Rishonim, what exactly is the definition of panim chadashos? The chakira that's suggested by Achronim is, what is the mechayev of panim chadashos? Is it just afushei simcha, simchas chasan v'kawa, even more simcha? Right, and therefore, if you were there already, it's not the same. If somebody wasn't there yet, didn't join me, wow, I'm so excited. Simchas chasan v'kala, that's why you need panim chadashos? Or is it achovas habracha? Whoever's there, like we spoke about yesterday, is the chiv on the tzibur to be mevarech the chasan v'kala, to be meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the chasan v'kala is there on this event. So is it more related, the chiv is achovas simcha, flowing from the chasan v'kala, or is it the chovas the other people? So again, it could have a number of nafkaminas. Tosfos says here, you don't need panim chadashos on Shabbos. Right, we all know that. Maybe Shalosh Shudis is different, but Tosva says, "Vushabana bana chadashos, ein kore kan ela bibnei adam shemarbi b'shvila masimcha yoser." Tosva has another limit. It's only somebody who you really like, somebody you really besimcha. According to Tosva, if you just bring like this, the neighbor stranger from down the block, oh, how are you? Nice to meet you. Right? Are you so besimcha that this stranger is joining you? Maybe. But Tosva says no. Tosva has got to be somebody who you're marbi besimcha for, and then Shabbos is Chashvina Panim Chadashos. Again, a lot of different details. Without Panim Chadashos, we do not say all the Shavuot Brachas, right? We might say the first one and the last one, but not all of them. The stipler has a suffix. What about a katan? Could a katan be a pan chadash? Then it might be tali on that chakira. If it's a din of Simchas Chasan V'Kala, then even a katan, they're very excited to see him. If it's a din of the Chovas HaBracha, so maybe a katan doesn't have those chiyuvim. So again, there are a number of nafkaminas in terms of panim chadashos. Okay, but that's the halacha. My mevarech. So what are the sheva brachas? We just mentioned what is the birchas erusin? What is the sheva brachas? Here we go. Amar Rav Yehuda. We list off all the sheva brachas. Amar Rav Yehuda. Baruch Hashem Alkein Machalam. Shakol bara lichvodo. Everything is created for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehakol bara, or everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was for His kavod. Shehakol bara lechvodo. Rashi points out that bracha number 2 also starts off with a baracha to Hashem, but none of the others. Asks Rashi, so why does the second bracha start off with bracha to Hashem? We usually know the rule of bracha hasmucha lechaverta. Whenever you have a unit of brachos, we don't start off each bracha with a bracha to Hashem, because it piggybacks on the bracha to Hashem of the first bracha. It's a good question. The Rishonim discuss, is it piggybacking on the bracha to Hashem at the beginning of the first bracha or at the end of the first bracha? So here it doesn't make a difference. There's only one bracha to Hashem. But let's, for example, Shemone Esrei. Shemone Esrei, every bracha in Shemone Esrei does not start off with bracha to Hashem, because it's smucha lechaverta of the first bracha. So are all those other brachas piggybacking on bracha to Hashem alokeinu elokei avoseinu, or is it piggybacking on bracha to Hashem alokeinu Avraham atakibar? Is it piggybacking on the beginning of the first bracha or the end of the first bracha? Okay, either way, but it's connected. That's the principle of bracha hasmucha lechaverta. Right? That's why in benching, right, the second bracha starts off with Noda, the third bracha starts off with Rachem. The fourth bracha, which is added on separately and is only Durabanan, starts off with Bracha Hashem, to tip us off that it's different. It was enacted at a later time. It was enacted Bisman Beitar. But that is the usual principle. So asks Rashi. Here we have Sheva Brachas. Let's say at least 6 brachas besides Borei Pri HaGafen. So why is it that bracha number 2 starts off with Bracha Hashem? Right, all of them shouldn't. So, says Rashi, because the first bracha is in a different category. It's a different all the other ones have to do with the wedding. Specifically, the chasen and the kala, sameach the samach, sos tasis, right? Most of them have to do, all of them have something to do with the wedding. But this one is different. Look at the 10th line in Rashi. Aval shahako bara lechvodo, eina min haseder. It's not really part of the rest of the order. Elo la'asifa sa'am. It's covered for this great multitude of people, hane'es safim sham, that gathered, ligmol chesed zecher l'chastei ha'makom she'no'agim adam ha'rishon, she'asalo shushbin. Right, so this is a bracha, it's a different type of bracha. U'mishas ha'sifa hiru'i l'barach. And really, you should make the bracha by the smorgasbord, when everybody first gets together. It says, but we wait till the later on, till the chuppah, till the suda, to make it. But really, shakol bara l'chvodo serves a different purpose. It is the covet of the am. Based on that Rashi, again, it's the Gemara, based on the Rashi, the Chashuki Chemed has 2 nafkaminas. two nafgaminas. If it's the bracha is just l'shem the am, he has two questions. He says, number one, he says, the Masada Kedushin once made a mistake. Rav Masada Kedushin, he was so, you know, busy and he wasn't focused. He said, by the Birchas Erisin, he says, Dari Birchafin, and he was supposed to say the bracha of the Erisin, and by mistake he said, Shakol Baralach Vodo. By mistake. And then he said, Birchas Erisin, do you make it again? By when you get to the Sheva Brachas? Already, he stole a kibbutz from somebody. Okay. But separate from that, right, do you make the bracha again? So he suggests maybe not. Because the whole thing is not Dafka Sheva Brachas, it's part of covet for the entire Asifa that occurred right here. He says, Savi Brachas Lohaka, for sure, I would not repeat it. Number one. Number two, he has another Shaila. He says, Tshuva. He says there was a story of a Chassan who was a big Lamdan in Yeshiva. And he told all of his friends, you know what, I don't want to be Mevatel your Torah, so nobody come to the wedding. Just sit and learn. That'll be a greater covet for me if you sit and learn. Okay, so they said that. He went to the wedding, and then one of the Talmidim was very uncomfortable with his psak. So he called up a certain posek, talks about it here, called up a big posek, and the posek says, go to the wedding! What are you, crazy? He says, okay, so you don't have to be there for 10 hours, but, you know, go for a dance, go be Mesameachim, and he says, why? He says, because of Rashi. Right? It's Kavod Shamayim. It's Kavod Shamayim when there's a great Asifa by the wedding. Not just for the Chazal Kalas, it's Asifa Sa'am. So this itself is Kavod Shamayim, not just sitting and learning. Obviously sitting and learning is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. But he says, Ein l'chason s'chus l'vater alecha, k'she'ein acherim yoshe yavo l'samcho, ki zecher l'chaste amakom, sh'asim adam arishon, v'yish b'zim yishim ben adam l'amakom, and therefore he can't be mochel. Can be mochel on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod. And therefore, he cannot say that he is not interested. It's interesting. Shakol Baralach Vodo, the first bracha, we don't have a parallel bracha when it comes to any other religious event. By a bris milah or a pidyon haben, we don't start off with Shakol Baralach Vodo. Only a wedding. So if you look at Rav Asher Weiss, has a sefer on Zmiros. So in the back, he has a few pages on Sheva Brachas. So on that, so he brings this up. He says, because this is the only one that has a parallel in other nations. Other nations don't have bris milah. Generally, most other nations, 99% of other nations. Or pidyon haben. So obviously that's Shakol Baralach Vodo. Obviously that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But marriage, oh, they get married. And we get married. Now, our marriage is different. Shakol Baralach Vodo. This is a religious, unique type of ceremony. Don't think that it has anything to do with the secular idea of a civil marriage. The Bishar Asmachos ain't kol makom l'simcha elo l'shem shamayim. Avo b'simcha san yisuin, halo kol am v'lashon smechim b'ni suin. V'chol goye ha'aretz chogegim es yom chasunasam. Ela shlo harei zeh kaharei zeh. Anu ratzim l'chayelam abav, em ratzim l'ber shachas. And therefore we have our wedding is shahakol b'or l'chvodo. and that's why it's dafka at the wedding. That's the first bracha. Again, we could spend many hours on each of these, but let's continue. What's the second bracha? Well, the first bracha was really Bari Priya Gafen. It doesn't even list it here. The minhag in many places is to have the first two brachos said by the same person. It's not ma'akev, but that's the minhag in many places to be machmir for the opinion that says, well, Bari Priya Gafen, you can't make a brachas hanen unless you're drinking the wine too. And here, the Mevarech is making the bracha, and the Chasan and Kala drinking the wine in a couple of minutes. So, one has to, can you just say a plain Bari Priya Gafen? So what's the answer, the minhag in many places, just to say Bari Priya Gafen? This is not a regular brachas hananin. This is part of Sheva brachas, and therefore I am allowed to make the bracha, and you could drink. But, others are machmir for the shita that don't just have it alone, so they link the first two brachas, Bari Priya Gafen and Shakol Baralach Vodo. Either way, whoever gets that bracha, Bari Priya Gafen, a lot of times after somebody gets the bracha at the chuppah, they go down, they give shkoyach to everybody, they say hello, Molotov, how have you been? But if I made the Bari Priya Gafen, I'm not allowed to talk until the chassan and the kala drink. I have to make sure not to be mafsik, so the Masada Kedushin has to warn the one at least who got the first bracha, don't be mafsik. Unless he does the spilling a little bit on his finger and drinks a little bit himself. But if not, so then one has to be careful not to be mafsik after that borei pri hagafen. Okay, Shakal Baralach Vodo. That's the first bracha. We did three words today. Yotzer ha'adam. Fasha yotzer ha'adam b'tzalmo. B'tzalam demus tavniso. V'izkan l'mimene b'dyan adayad. Bracha Hashem, yotzer ha'adam. So we have two yotzer ha'adam brachos. So tasis v'sogel ha'akara. B'kibutz panel ha'socha b'simcha. It's pretty inspiring that 1,500 years ago, even more, they were making the same exact brachas with the same words. Say, that's the Masorah. The same exact thing. Baruch Ad Hashem, Mesameach Tzion Bevaneha. Right, we have all of this, but we bring in Yerushalayim there, B'kibbutz Bonel L'socha B'simcha, and then we have Sameach T'samach Reim Ha'ahuvim, K'sameach Yitzircha B'ganei Demikeda, Baruch Ad Hashem, Mesameach Chasan V'kala, right, different endings, Imakala, Chasan V'kala, Reim Ha'ahuvim. Rav Shechter likes to point out that there's a relationship between the husband and the wife every single day of the month. It shouldn't be that 2 weeks out of the month they have a relationship when she's B'shas Heter, and then the other part of the month, B'shas Isser, no relationship. No. It just depends. Part of the month there's Reim, part of the month there's Ahuvim. Sometimes there are friends, sometimes there are lovers. Reim or Ahuvim. But there's always a relationship. And it's just that's what Ona means. The Chiv of Ona, like we had in this week's Parsha. She'er Ksus V'Ona. Ona literally means time. Yes, Ona is understood as the physical obligations between a husband and a wife. But Ona literally means time. It means Chasan Kala, and the husband and wife, we should always look at ourselves as Chasanim and Kalas for many, many years, right? Have to spend time, and that's the entire part of the month. Okay, and then we have the last bracha, which also starts off with Bracha D'Hashem, because that also is not part of the regular rest of the unit, because let's say there's no Panim Chadashos, or let's say in certain circumstances, you still say the last bracha, the Bracha Achrita. So that's why also it starts off with Bracha D'Hashem. Bracha D'Hashem Elokim Melech Olam. When it comes to Smucha L'Chavrta, there are different rules. If it ever exists independently, if it ever exists, there's a day in Tosfos and Brachos where Tosfos says, why doesn't Tfilas HaDerech start off with Bracha D'Hashem? Right, Yirtzeh Mofanecha. It's a bracha, Bracha D'Hashem Shomei Tfila. So why does it start with Bracha D'Hashem? So one day is that, it's not really a bracha, it's a tfila. But the other day is that, well, normally Shomei HaTfila is found in Shmona Esrei, where it is Smucha L'Chavrta. So even in the context where it's not Smucha L'Chavrta, like we say it in on Tfilas HaNerech, so it still doesn't start off, because it still has a character related to the Shomei HaTfila in Shmona Esrei. Right? So here too, here's the kind of the opposite. Because sometimes it exists independently, that's why you're going to say a Baruch Atah at the beginning. So Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Barah Sasa V'Simcha Chasa Nekala, Gila Rina Disa V'Cher V'Ava V'Yachav V'Shalom Bereus, Meher Hashem Elokeinu Yishma Barei Yudova Chuzet Yishalayim, Kol Sosan V'Kol Simcha Kol Chasa V'Kol Kala. Again, everybody could research all the divrei Torah on this. Kol mesalos chasanam mechubasam on army mishena ginasah baruch ata Hashem mesameach chasan im hakala. We are mesameach the chasan with the kala. So we speak about Yerushalayim, we speak about Adam and Chava, we speak about a lot of different elements in these brachas, not just the chasan and the kala. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Tzen over Ena biyom chasunaso biyom simchas libo. Once we're talking about marriage, and we're in the Parshias of Maamar Sinai and others, the Mishnah at the end of Tainus says, Biyom Chasunaso, the day of the wedding, that's Matan Torah. Biyom Simchas Libo, that's Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Rav Pinkus has a little sefer called Habayis HaYehudi, right, all about Shalom Bayis. It's not a political sefer. And he says, Biyom Chasunaso is Matan Torah, Simchas Libo, Beis HaMikdash. He asked Rav Pinkus, The wedding is Yom Chasunaso, but Simchas Libo, that's after the wedding. Isn't the wedding Simchas Libo? Why is Chasunaso Matan Torah and Simchas Libo is Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So explains Rav Pinkus that by every wedding, alluding to what we said before, it's a beautiful thought, but Chasunat Ma'ina Simcha Shlema, there's great Simcha at the wedding, but it's not total, it's not full, because who knows how this marriage is going to work out. We daven, but it's not perfect. He says, "Amifchan ha'amiti hi." What's the greatest? What's the test case? After there's a little argument, after there's a little tension between the chasan and the kala, and they're able to overcome that, and they're able to persevere, and they're able to work through differences. Then you see it's a kesher bal yinote. Says so. By Maamar Har Sinai, it was great and awesome, but who knows if it's going to last after the Chet HaEgel. After what we've been through, and we were Bitzaris, and Hashem took us back, and we did Shuva, etc. So then, Simchas Libo is a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because afterwards, then you see it's going to last, and it's been through a lot. It says that's the ultimate. Yom Chasunaso, Yom Simchas Libo. Okay, weiter. Levi. Levi ikla lebe Rebbe behilula de Reb Shimon Brei. Levi visited Rebbe when his son was getting married. Baruch Hamesh, he made five brachas, meaning he only said one of the Yotzer HaAdams, not two. Rav Asi iklul lebe Rav Ashi behilula de marbre barachshis. He said six. He said two yotzer adams. So lema ba'akamiflagi. What was their machlokas about? Demar saver chadi yitzira havi. Demar saver shti yitzira havi. Remember, this has to do the wedding. We invoke Adam and Chava, and Maisa Bracious. Remember we said yesterday, 10 people at a wedding, Zechel Maisa Bracious, right? Asara Ma'amaros, we said from Rabbeinu Bachai. So we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yetzirah. How many stages was Adam created in? One or two. So maybe that's the machlokas, whether you say one Yotzer HaAdam, or two Yotzer HaAdams. Rashi and Tosfos here discuss, what's the one, what's the two, is it two-faced? We're going to have Gemara elsewhere. Was it a two-faced being? Was it a being just with a different part of the body that Hashem took off? Either way, maybe that's the machlokas. The Gemara answers, lo. Tukuli al machadi yitzira have. Really, everyone agrees there was only one stage of yitzira. Meaning, Adam was created one stage. And then afterwards, Chava was from Adam. Mar Savar, Basar Machshava Azlinan, Umar Savar, Basar Maisa Azlinan. But the question is, you go after Kaviyachol Hashem's Machshava. Hashem thought to create Adam and Chava as two beings, but he ended up creating us as one. So that's the Machlokas. Kihad Rav Yehuda Rami, like Rav Yehuda asks, the following stira. Ksiva Yivra Elokim Es Adam Bitzalmo, in his image, singular, the Ksiv Zachar Nekeva Bira plural. So which is it? Haketzad b'tchila ala b'machshava livros shnayim ulabasov nivra echad. Hashem kaviyachol thought to create us as two and ended up creating us as one. Whenever you have a line like this, we know we should not take it literally, but there's a message here that Chazal is wanting to get across to us, that Hashem's havamina. Wasn't that he had a havamina? He knew exactly what he was going to do. But they were like, ala machshava to create the world in Tishrei, and he created it in Nisan. We have that, b'tchila ala machshava to create it with midas ha-din, and to create it with midas ha-rachamim. So the ala b'machshava idea means there's a certain ideal, there's a certain message that we're supposed to get from the ala b'machshava. So here too, and ask the marsha, ask the other achronim. So what happened here? Hashem wanted to create us as two, he created us as one, and then what did he do? And then he split us. So why did he create us as two in the first place? Right, what did he create us as one, and then split us, and that was the purpose of marriage, to come back together. So it's together, split, it's split together, right? So why don't you just create a separately? So says the Marsha, say all the Bali Musar, because marriage is about two different people, two different personalities, aspirations, ideals, dreams. How is it possible? Sometimes we look at a couple and we say, how in the world are they married? They're so different. They're so different. How are they married? And the answer is because of this Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that, and therefore, if Hashem would have created Adam and Chava as two different beings, which means every husband and wife, they would never get married. So instead Hashem created them as one neshama, and then split them, so that when they come back to marriage, it's not a new acquaintance, it's a reacquainting. It's they were together in some cosmic way, you know, beforehand. Their neshama was one, and then they're coming back together, so that's how they're able to come back. And the mashal given by Rav Aviner, by Rav Salvechik, is the Gemara in Nida, where we learn Kol HaTorah Kula in utero. And then we're caused to forget it. So the kasha is, so why teach it to us in the first place? If we're going to forget it, you have to cause us to forget it because we have to earn it. So why teach it to us in the first place? To create that innate connection that every Jew has to Torah. Sometimes when we hear something, when we feel something, that womb feeling, we're like, oh, that's connection, because we all have that pintle yid connection. So that's exactly, by the chas and the kala as well, they're naturally, deep down, connected to each other, so when they come back, they're able to exactly do that, come back, and not have something new. Period. Ravashi ikla vaiter. Ravashi ikla lebe rav kahana, yomakama barakulu. Rav Ashi came the first day. He made all sheva brachas. Mikan ve'elach. It depends. Iyik apanim chadashas baruch kolhu. If there were apanim chadashas ve'ilo, and if not, afushi simcha ba'almahu. It was just extra simcha. He said nothing halachic. Mivarech shasimcha bimono v'asher bara. He said shasimcha bimono in benching, and he said asher bara, meaning the last bracha. As we said, that could exist independently. That was from the first week. Mishiva v'ad shloshim until the 30 day 30 after the wedding. Whether the gathering was l'shem the wedding or not, he still said that in Zimun. Mikan ve'elach, after day 30, it depends. If the gathering was for the chasen and the kala, fine. He says the Gemara, well, how long? So how long do you go? After 30 days of the wedding? So how long do you say Shasivcha Bimono for? So Amar Pabi, Mishrei the Rava, Shrezi Yarchishasa, year one. Amazing. Year one, we don't do this today, but year one, you still say Shasimcha Bimono. The Ritva says, after all, there's a mitzvah of Shana Rishona. Mitzvah of Shana Rishona. So you see, there's something halachically significant relating to year one, and therefore, that's how you could also say Shahasimcha Bimono there. Umeikara Me'imas. What's the earliest time? What's the earliest time to say it? Amar of Papa, Michiramu Sari Ba'asinta. If you're already getting together and they've already put the barley into the vat to make the beer, they're already doing the wedding preparations, that's late enough. Really? Eini vara papa yasig la'aba bar brei u'barach mishas erison. He made it even earlier, mishas erison. Shiny Rav Papa davi tarach le. Rav Papa was very rich. So when mishas erison, everything was ready for the wedding then. It wasn't like they had to do anything because everything was prepared. So that's why Rav Papa did it then. Ravina yasig la'aba brei bei Rav Chaviva u'barach mishas erison. He made it mishas erison. Omar, he said, kimli begavayo delo haji behu. He said, I know this couple. Oh, it's going to be an amazing wedding. There's never going to be any retractions. It's going to be awesome. Lois Taya Milsa Bahaji Behu. And he gave it an Ein Hara, whatever you want to call it, and the wedding did not take place. Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava. Ikla LeBavel. He came to Bavel. Barich Shis Arichta. He added on his own ideas into the brachas. He made them longer brachas. V'laselchaz HaKavasi, we don't paskin like that you should do that. Rav Chaviva Ikla LeBei Mahula. Rav Chaviva came to a bris. Barich Shasimcha Bimono. He also said that the Simcha is in Hashem's Ma'on, one of the levels of heaven. V'les Hilchas HaKavase. We do not say Shasimcha Bimono at a bris, Mishum de Teride, because there's not full Simcha. Teridi, they are Tarud. The parents are Tarud. The Islate Tsara Liyanuka. There is Tsara Liyanuka. There is pain for the child. Tsara Liyanuka, and therefore, it is not appropriate to say Shahasimcha Bimono in that case. The Ritva says, interesting. So there's no Simcha? Ask the Ritva. Could an Avel go to a Bris Mila? Right? If it's Tsara Liyanuka, so maybe an Avel could go. Says the Ritva, no. No, maybe to the Bris, but to the Suda? He says, no. He says, it's both. It's not full Simcha, but it's enough Simcha that an Avel can't go. That's what the Ritva says right here. Let me just find it. The Ritva says, Mikan diktadu chachmei tsarfas ha'achronim. Some French rabbis said, Shaha avel mutter lecho besudas brismila, de lesa kansudas mitzvah, kivan dikat tsara liyanuka. Says the Ritva, no, velo mistaver. The ne'i find is not so much simcha that you say shasimcha bimono. Become akom sudas simcha u'mitzvahi. V'al simcha kovenosa. Avalikani sham le'mitzvahs mila zemutter. To go to the bris is okay. Just not to go to the Suda. Number 1. Number 2. What about Pidyon Aben? V'yesh l'meidim mikan. It's not beforish. V'yesh l'meidim mikan to besudas Pidyon Aben omrim shasimcha bimono. Right at the end of Pesachim, they talk about Shechianu. But what about shasimcha bimono by Pidyon Aben? He says, some people learn from here. Say it. Why? Because you only don't say it at a bris because of Tsara Liyanuka. There's no Tsara Liyanuka when it comes to opinion of Ben, but he quotes Rav Tuvia in the name of Ali Tosvas, Shein Lavarech. Why? Dok Shemesa Ben Lachal Amed Yom, Chayva Vel Dosov, and Lo Shezibu Mimono. He talks about different reasons why we don't say it. And then he says, Lamaisa, we only say it at a bris. Pashas, why? Because of the pasuk that David HaMelech said, Sas Anochi Alim Rasecha Kamotzi Shalom Rav, which is referring to a bris mila. Chazal Darshan, he was in the shower, he didn't have any mitzvahs. Ayvei, I'm naked from mitzvahs. And then he recognized he's Makam Amila. Baruch Hashem, I'm never naked from mitzvahs. That's based on that pasuk. So maybe there's a special simcha by mila. So that's why there was a havamina to say it by mila, which we rejected. But other than that, maybe a wedding. But that is it. The Amshal Shlomo, in a famous comment in Baba Kama, in Perek Zayin, he says, there's no greater simcha than a siyum masechta. So he says, you should definitely say, shasimcha bimono at a siyum. And he says, and I paskin that way. There was a siyum, and I told them to say shasimcha bimono. Mishum zeh hayanira labar shasimcha bimono b'siyum masechta. Dein lecha simcha, yosel, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ela simcha verina shel Torah. V'chein horesi pamachas, halacha l'maisa. And then he writes, V'nisbalbel ha-simcha b'muhumos gedolos al yedei sibos kashos. He says, then it got out of control, the siyum. Doesn't say exactly what happened. Says, it got out of control. Whatever happened in the days of the Marshal. V'talisi ha-sirchon bi, and I said, it's my fault. because I enacted something that the rabbi said not to do. I made it up, and therefore, I guess not. Only by a wedding. That's it. I don't know what happened at that siyum, but that is the marshal. But he says, in theory, ein lecha simcha gdola mizu, the greatest simcha is the simcha shel Torah, but the minhag olam, as we know, is only to say it at a wedding. Anesthesia at a bris, a big halachic discussion, right? Sara liyinuka, is that something that is required and we don't try to alleviate? We don't know exactly how much pain the baby feels. Could use it? Big discussion in the poskim. It's amazing. In all the bris milah discussions, there's a lot of emotion there. Usually halachic discussions, you read it, it's a halachic discussion. But when it comes to mitzitza bepeh, when it comes to anesthesia by a bris milah, there's so much emotion in the words of the poet. You read the words of the Tzitz Eliezer. He's fire and brimstone regarding, he's against anesthesia. If you go over B'shem Rav Moshe, or Shlomo Zalman, or Makeup, again, there's a lot of emotion here. Because bris milah, that's bringing somebody into becoming a Jew. Anyway, okay, maybe we should ask the other way. Everything else should also be emotional. Not just that bris milah is so emotional. Weiter, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Chasanim min ha-minyin ve'en ha-velim min ha-minyin. Chasanim, you need a minyan for Sheva Brachas. The chasan could count as one of the ten. But avelim, when you need a minyan for avelus, we'll see when, so then they don't count. Meisvei, really, the Gemara of a question. Chasanim avelim in a minyan. They're both, says the Braisa. Masnisa karamas ali de Rav. Rav Tanahu Palik. So, you're asking on Rav? Rav's a very, very early Amora, late Tana. He's allowed to argue. Also, a big topic, Rav Tanahu Palak, is an Amora really not allowed to argue on a Tana? Right, we've discussed that many times. Or is it just that they wouldn't? That's the Kesef Mishnah in the second parak in Mamrim. Itmar. Amar Yisrael, Amar Yochanan, Chasanim min haminyin, ve'en avelim min haminyin. Chasanim count as one of the ten and not avelim. Meisvei, again, a braisa, Chasanim avelim min haminyin, ki kanya hi bebirchas hamazon. No, what's that referring to? That the avel counts? That's referring into zimun. Let's say you're having a zimun during Shiva. Rashi on top. Let's taref legimel azamein olav. If you're having a zimun, ki ha reisha reyu chayev b'chala mitzvahs. An avel can be part of a zimun, because he's chayev in all mitzvahs. Back to the Gemara, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan b'Shura. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that an Ovel cannot be part of a minyan? In the Shura, in the rows that you walk in after the Kvura. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ve'elohadam Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mevarchin birchas chasanim ba'asara. Ve'chasanim in a minyan. You make birchas chasanim and the chazak account. U'birchas avelim ba'asara ve'en avelim in a minyan. So, but the birchas avelim is with 10 and the aval can't count. Bracha b'shura mi'ika, what did we just say before? That in the shura, that's when he can't count. But in the shura, you don't make a bracha. Right? So, that can't be referring to the shura. It says bracha. So, elaki kamar Rabbi Yochanan birachava. After the shura, which is right after the kvura, they used to have another ceremony, which really we really don't do today, in the street, Rashi. Kishemavrin esa avel su'udah rishona. When you bring the avel, his first meal, that we do. That you bring, he doesn't eat from himself, he comes home, he has a meal of bread and eggs, like we do before Tisha B'Av. So, they used to do it in the street, and there used to be a special bracha that was said to the avelim there. So there, the avel cannot count as part of the minyan. Why not? Why is there a difference between a chasan and an avel? Says the Pnei Yeshua, right here, beautiful. Because the whole purpose of a minyan is to have ashuras ashchina. Ein shchina sharia pachos mi asara. And therefore an avel is in a state of atzvus. He can't bring the shchina. Right? Ein shchina sharia mitoch atzvus. And therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, a chasen could count. A chasen really brings the shchina. But an avel can't bring the shchina, and therefore you need 10 besides him. The Elohad Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mivarchan Birchas Chasanim Basara Kol Shiva VeChasanim Min Haminyan UBirchas Avelim Basara Kol Shiva VeEin Avelim Min Haminyan Birchas Rechava Kol Shiva Miika. What do you mean all seven? We do that bracha once in the street. So Mishkachas Lo B'Panim Chadashos. Yes, if there are new people visiting, so then you would say that bracha again. We don't say that bracha today, but you'd say that bracha again. Kiha, similar like the following story where they said it. Not even on the first day. Kihada Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Makri Baned Reish Lakish Ave. Rav Chiya Bar Abba was the teacher of Reish Lakish's kids. V'yamila Masni Braid Reish Lakish Ave. Either he taught him Mikra or taught him Mishnah. Shachav Le Yinuka. And this teacher, Rachman Al-Islam, lost a child. lost a child. Yoma kamalo azal agabe. The first day, Reish Lakish did not go visit him. The first day, maybe it was too painful, so he didn't want to go the first day. Lamachar dabre li Yehuda bar Nachmeni meturgamine. He took his meturgamon with him, and he went. He went to visit this teacher of his kids. Amar le kum ema milsa kol kavil yenuka. Say something about this tragedy. Say something, you know, he's being, to help the guy feel good. The Me'iri says here that you should always, nichumim, you should try to think of what the Avel would be comforted with. Which types of words? You know, sometimes people say the wrong things. But we have to try to do our best. Try to do our best to say the right things. And even, not even to say the right things. But the halacha is, not mentioned here, but the Avel speaks first. So we don't even have to talk. One of my rebbeim one time came to, I was at him at a shiva call. See, he went there, he sat there for 15 minutes, didn't say a word. He got up and said, I'm welcome, and he left. It doesn't mean you have to say anything. The Avel speaks first, it's just being with the Avel. And that's the ikker. But either way, so Ema Milsi says, say something. So Pasach V'yomar, he says the following. Vayar Hashem bayin atz mikas banav ubunosav. Hashem got angry. So we darshin, darsha avos menatzim lakadosh baruch hu, a dar that the avos make Hashem angry, koes al b'neiv al b'noseim, umesim kshim k'tanim. Their kids die young. Doesn't sound like a great comfort. V'ika da'amri, bachar havi. Another say he wasn't a baby, he was a young man that died. V'achik amrle, and this is the pasuk that he said. Alkena v'achurav lo yismach Hashem, v'al yisoma v'es al menosav, lo yirachem, ki kulo chanefu meireya, v'chopet dover nevala. Becholzos lo shavapo. All these terrible things, and Hashem still is angry. Va'od yado netuya, and his hand is still outstretched. What does that mean? My va'od yado netuya, and then we'll get back to, doesn't sound like such a good thing to say. What does that last phrase mean? Amar of Chanan Barav, hakol yodin kala lam niklas alachopa. Everybody knows why a kala is getting married. Everybody knows what's going to happen the first night. Yes, Ella is not something to be spoken about. Kol menavel piv, umotzi dvar nevala mi piv. Anyone who makes their mouth disgusting, menavel piv, afilu nechtam lo gzardino shel shivim shana letova. Even if they have 70 years decreed of goodness, nefach alav lara. Right, the concept of nivopet. Nivopet doesn't just mean a word that is considered a curse word. It means something disgusting. The content of what one's saying. That's menavel piv. So that's what's darshined from the last line. Says Rav Leish Lakish, or ask the Gemara. Also lenachami, lenachamo, nachmi, suri kamitzari le. What's he doing? What a terrible thing to say. Oh, because of the parents, the kids died. What kind of nechama is that? No, hachi kamarle. This is really what he was saying. Chashiv at laafuse adara. You are such a chashiv family that, you know, the door needed a carbon. The generation needed a carbon, and you were the most perfect carbon that Hashem could take. You were the Ola Tzvi, but that's what he was saying. Not this specifically your parents, but the whole generation, right, wasn't Zoche, and you were the carbon. So Amar Lei, so he says, okay, Kum Eima Milsa Kenega Shifcha Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Say something about Hashem, the Shavach of Hashem. We know you always praise Hashem before you praise the people. Right? That's why by a wedding, first we daven, there are two songs we sing. First we say, Mi Adir, which is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we say Mi Bon Siach is about the Chassan and the Kala. We always try to praise Hashem before we praise man. We spoke about it in the past, the question about when one makes a lachayim. Maybe one should say the bracha first and drink a little bit and then give the lachayim to the people. Because one should, right, Malki Tzedek, the Gemara says in Adarim, did the opposite. He blessed Avram and then Hashem, and he lost his kahuna for that. So maybe it should be the opposite the way it's done. So here the first he says, Mishabeach Hashem. Pasach V'yamar. He says, Rashi says he said this with the bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Hakel, Hagadol, Barov Godlo, Adir V'Chazok, Barov No Ra'os, Mechaye Mesim B'Mamaro, Osek Gdolos Anichik, Yerbet Eflos Animispar, Hashem is awesome, Baruch Ad Hashem Mechaye HaMesim. That's the bracha related to Hashem. Omerle, Kumei Bemosa, Keneged Avelim. So what about for the Avelim? Pasach V'Yamar, Achenu HaMeyugaim, HaMedukaim Be'Evel Azeh. My brothers, our brothers who are pushed down and pushed aside and broken in Avelus. Tnu levavchem lachgar azos. Think about it. Zos yomedes la'ad. This is something that happens to everyone. Netivu mishesis yimei brachos. It's part of life. Rabim shasu, rabim yishtu. Many have drank this, many will drink. Kamishta rishonim kachmishta achronim. Achinu bal nechamos yinachim eschem. Baruch menachem avelim. Fine. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, leave out two of those phrases. Rabim Shasu Lema, Rabim Yishtu Lo Lema. You don't have to say it's going to happen again. Right, that doesn't really help people. Mishter Rishonim Lema, Mishter Achronim Lo Lema. Why? Tabrib Shem Ben Lakish, Vachin Tanim Mishim Eid Rebbe Yossi. La Olam Al Yiftach Adam Piv La Satan. Don't say it. Don't say something negative, because then it might come true. Am Rebbe Yossi, my crop. Kistom Ayinu La Morad Aminu. First parak in Yeshayo, from the Haftorah of Parashas Chazon. Maya Hadrele, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Katsini Stom Vagomer. He called us Stomites, and then it became true. Omar Le, last one. Kumei Mimosa Kenegan Menachame Avelim. Almost the last one. Right? Say something connect. We had Hashem, Avelim, and now the Menachemim. Pasach V'yamar, Achenu Gomlei Chasadim. Bnei Gomlei Chasadim. You great people. Hamachzikim Bebriso Shel Avraham Avinu, who was known for his chesed. Achenu Bala Gmol Yishalem Lachem Gmol Chem. Baruch Ad Hashem Mishalem HaGmol. Right, so connected them. Amar Le Kumei Mimosa connected Kol Yisrael Pasach V'Amar Ribon Olamim Pidei V'Hatzel Malit Hosham Kol Yisrael Min Hadever U'Min Acher U'Min Abizo Min Hashidafon U'Min Hayirakon. Save Kol Yisrael from all of these terrible things. U'Mikiyomani Peronios Hamisrakshos U'Bos La'Olam Terem Nikra V'Tasane Baruch Ata Otzer Hamagifa. Right, so the praises all of these different elements when he was there. Right, we have this concept, right? You use a certain event to talk about other things. Benching. We use the first, what do we use benching? We ben Hashanah Sa'olam, and then we talk about Malchus Beis David and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We use certain events to talk in general about different things, and this is another example of it. Just to finish off with one other Ha'ara, the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss in Chelek Aleph has a little tshuva where he discusses, he just doesn't understand why the minhag is that many times when people say hamakom, at the end of a shiva visit, they stand up first. He says there's nowhere that it says you have to stand up. He says just the opposite. You find sources in the Gemara and elsewhere that you're sitting down when you're menachem. Not that you're standing up. He says it must have started because people say it as they leave. They leave, they stand up, they say hamakom, and then they people are taking their seats. So he understands where it came from, but he says there's no basis for it. He says, and I say hamakom sitting down. There's no reason to have me call hamakom near it. The aim is a kpedo mishomer amira zuba amida yesh lo malismoch avo bevade ein sarach amida. People think they have to stand up and like look down at the avelim chas v'shalom. The ikar anichum biyeshiva umishom kein noik ani b'derek klal anachem biyeshiva. That's what I do. But anyway, that's an interesting ha'ara that just based on minhag olam. Again, there's a lot more. There's a lot more about the shever brachas also. Just one of the haflah says Shakol Bar Lechvodo. The purpose of life is to get married, and that's why you're fulfilling the purpose of life. Shakol Bar Lechvodo. That's everything's for him, and the ultimate purpose is when a husband and wife are married. That's the haflah right here on that Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we think that it's Baruch Hashem Pesach Pasuach Masasi tomorrow Daf Tes, which also could be many many hours. We'll try to do what we can. Okay, we'll stop here.